Influence can be a thorny question for writers. Not many of us set out to imitate another person's style. Usually, when we see that happening, we make an effort to stop it. On the other hand, when developing a distinct voice, it helps to understand how other people use theirs. And since the best formation for writers is a love of reading, influence is set in early. For me, they may have begun with my father reading me Mary Norton's The Borrowers, or E.S. Nesbitt's Five Children and It. To become absorbed in a story and a set of fictional characters is the greatest introduction to writing. Reading as a writer, and not just as a reader, is a different experience, both richer and less carefree. Instead of simply enjoying the ride, now you're paying attention to the mechanism that makes it possible, to structure, pace, style, and character. You notice how sentences and paragraphs are put together, how characters develop and take ownership of the story. I sometimes make a note of lines or effects that particularly impress me. Different authors have different strengths. Ian McEwan is a master of economy. He can produce a moment of terror, I'm thinking of the hot air balloon accident at the start of Enduring Love, without using a single adjective. I don't consider him an influence, but I keep his example in mind when I'm trying to give my writing muscle. Zadie Smith is unrivaled in the way she hears and writes dialogue. I love Garcia Marquez's easy humour and warmth, both qualities that I aspire to in my writing. Then again, I also greatly admire the strange beauty of Carson McCullers. Sometimes I hope to emulate, if not the voice, then the effect of different writers. With my first novel, That Summer at Hill Farm, I consciously tried to achieve some of the atmosphere of Under Milk Wood. I didn't want to sound like Dylan Thomas, but I wanted my villagers, like his, to be a strange chorus, commenting on the main action, both funny and sinister. When I had to write up an interview with an ex-torturer in my book Bad Times in Buenos Aires, I read passages from John le Carré to help myself achieve the right tone. Two authors I cannot read without feeling a painful envy are Alice Munro and John Updike. Both of them pull off the rare trick of writing beautiful sentences that also add up to good stories. Munro is not only a remarkable writer, but a genius of timing. Her pace is so sure that readers rarely suspect the snares she has laid for them. I turn to Updike when I'm stuck or want to give my writing a blast of energy, especially to the first page of Run Rabbit. We see the protagonist on the way back from his disappointing job to his unhappy home, joining in an impromptu children's basketball game. The scene has energy, colour, and the puzzle of a character waiting to be revealed. You couldn't ask for more. I think it's one of the best first pages ever written.